Alright folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of strength training for the mind. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, resilience, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Ever feel like your inner peace is on vacation, without return date? You know that feeling life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and suddenly your mind's playing a non-stop loop of doom and gloom. Well, guess what? Cultivating inner peace isn't some mystical, unattainable fantasy. It's a muscle you can train, folks. And just like flexing those bicep muscles at the gym, it takes consistent effort and the right techniques. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy and uncovering practical tools to help you cultivate that Zen-like calm even when life throws its worst at you. Get ready to unlock a secret weapon. Your inner fortress of tranquility. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this journey to inner peace. First up, acceptance. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, learning to accept things outside our control is like hitting the reset button on stress. Think about it, you can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even that traffic jam that is you running late, though I do feel you on that one. Focusing your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, reactions, and choices is key to finding that inner calm. Next, focus on the present moment. You know that saying, live in the moment? Stoicism takes it a step further. It's about actively choosing to be fully present, savoring experiences, and letting go of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Think of your mind like a muscle constantly flexing into future scenarios or dwelling on past events is exhausting. Bring that energy back to the now and you'll find a sense of grounding and peace. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Ever notice how our mindset shifts when we focus on what we're grateful for? It's like hitting a mental reset button, transforming negativity into positivity. Stoics believed in actively acknowledging the good things in life, big and small, to cultivate contentment and inner peace. Now, let's talk about self-control. This isn't about being rigid or denying yourself pleasures. Who wants to live like that? It's about making conscious choices aligned with your values and long-term goals. Imagine it as steering your mental ship towards a calm harbor. You have the power to choose your course and navigate away from distractions and impulsive reactions. And finally, remember your mortality. This one might sound a bit heavy, but hear me out. Stoics believe that understanding our finite nature can actually lead to a greater appreciation for life. It helps us focus on what truly matters, connecting with loved ones, pursuing passions, and making a positive impact. Think of it as a gentle reminder to live each day with intention and purpose. Let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Picture yourself stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar surge of frustration. Remember what we talked about. Accept the situation, you can't control the traffic flow, focus on your breath, maybe listen to a calming playlist, or even use the time for mindful reflection. Practice gratitude for your safety and the opportunity to be present in this moment. Instead of letting anger hijack your emotions, choose self-control and respond calmly when you reach your destination. You'll arrive feeling calmer, collected, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to cultivate inner peace and calm even amidst the chaos. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're rocking that Zen vibe, and others when the stress monster wants to take over. But keep practicing these tools, stay consistent, and trust me, your inner fortress of tranquility will become stronger with each passing day. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you in finding peace amidst the storm? What resonates most with you from today's episode? Remember, share this podcast with a friend who could benefit from some Stoic wisdom, and let's build a community of calm warriors together. Until next time, stay strong, stay centered, and keep your inner peace lit.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.